From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The UN nuclear watchdog chief, who's taking part in Saturday's talks with Iran, says his agency can finish its report this year on whether Tehran has been trying to develop nuclear weapons if Iran cooperates with his team. The director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yuki Amano, told reporters in Vienna he would expect a complete report within 6 months on the possible military dimensions of Iran's nuclear development program. Amano said he saw progress during his visit to Iran on Thursday, but said that more work needs to be done. He was speaking just before heading into further talks in Vienna between Iran and the global powers concerned about Tehran's nuclear work. The Greek finance minister has accused Athens creditors of terrorism. Yanis Varoufakis told the Spanish El Mundo newspaper that what the creditors are doing with Greece has a name: terrorism. He said what Brussels and the Troika want today is for the yes vote to win so they could humiliate the Greeks. However, Varoufakis said he was sure an agreement with the creditors would be reached because failing to agree would be too costly for both sides. If Greece crashes, €1 trillion will be lost. Tunisia has declared a state of emergency following the attack on a hotel in Sousse on June 26, when 38 foreign tourists, mostly Britons, were killed. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. The state of emergency gives the government more authority and restricts the right of assembly. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Across the United States Saturday, Americans celebrate their country's independence from Britain with parades, picnics, fireworks, and concerts. President Barack Obama wished all Americans a happy 4th of July in his weekly address. The date also marks the 17th birthday of his elder daughter, Malia.
We remember as well that this is the day when, 239 years ago, our founding patriots declared our independence, proclaiming that all of us are created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, including the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
The Obamas are hosting a backyard barbecue at the White House Saturday for several hundred members of the military and their families. Law enforcement officials across the United States are boosting security for Independence Day events after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday on Saturday. The Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigation issued an alert earlier this week calling for local authorities and the public to remain vigilant for possible threats following recent calls for violence by the Islamic State group during Ramadan. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said relations between Moscow and Washington remain the most important factor in ensuring stability and securing the security in the world. In a congratulatory message to President Obama Saturday on U.S. Independence Day, Mr. Putin said that despite the differences, Russia and the U.S. could find solutions for the most difficult international problems and meet the global challenges together if they engage in a dialogue based on equality and respect for each other's interests. Philippine officials say murder charges are being filed against the owner and crew of a motorized passenger boat that flipped over on Thursday. From Manila, Simone Orendine reports.
Philippine Coast Guard Regional Spokesman Pedro Tinampay says the capsized 27-meter outrigger is now on shore, but teams are still on rubber boats inspecting the waters off Ormoc City's port for any possible signs of life.
If there is no chance of retrieving or recovering victims, then I will decide tomorrow to terminate the SAR operation.
Tinampay says search and rescue, or SAR, teams can account for more than 200 people on board the MV Kim Nirvana. That is more than the 173 passengers and 14 crew members on the list the boat's captain provided to authorities. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.